So I would just like to start with my favorite line. A God is good. You sound like you had to think about it a little bit. Let's try that again. God is good. And all of the time,
God is good.
As a community of faith that is deeply rooted in the culture and traditions of German and Norwegian practices, it makes me wonder, how much more can we faithfully participate in bold service? I understand that the people of this heritage are very strong in their faith, but they are very private as well. Several years ago, when I was in seminary, I would wake up every weekend to a bag of bread at my door. The first time it happened, I threw the bread away because I did not know who put it there. And it continued to happen, and I kept throwing it away. So then, I shared this story with a classmate of mine. I said, I'm always meeting bread at the front of my door every weekend. I don't know what's going on. And he smiled and said, it comes from the ladies from the church across Luther Seminary. That's the ministry to international students. And I was like, oh, that's a weird way to evangelize. But as I got accustomed to the American culture or the Norwegian German culture, I began to understand that ELCA Lutherans also share their faith quietly. It's getting better. Because you're going to be saying amen with me this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In our reading of Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, the disciples are concerned about the kingdom of Israel being restored to them. They're still under the leadership of the Roman authorities and were hopeful to soon be free. The disciples are looking for temporal freedom, but Jesus brought them permanent freedom. And so they ask him, Lord, are you going to restore Israel to us now? And Jesus responded to them, it is not for you to know the time or the season that God has prepared, but I have a mission for you. I have a whole different plan for you. But I want you to follow my instructions. First, you must wait. In the earlier verses, it says you must wait in Jerusalem. And when the Holy Spirit should come upon you, he told them, wait in Jerusalem for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Many people think waiting is a waste of time and a sign of weakness. That is far from the truth. Waiting often requires discipline, and discipline comes with strength. It is in our moment of waiting that we learn and plan our next move, especially if Jesus is in our waiting with us. Jesus' instruction for the disciples to wait was to prepare them for what was about to happen. He knew the disciples needed to get their story together. Now, before you witness, you need to know what to say, right? And Jesus knew that the disciples needed to get the story together with the help of the Holy Spirit. You see, as we wait, especially in anticipation, we learn to be patient. We learn to listen. A lot of us like to talk and not listen. But when we are waiting with the Holy Spirit, we learn to listen and not talk too much. And we also learn about the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. I know a thing or two about waiting. And that's how Isaiah 40 verse 31 became one of my favorite verses. It says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not get tired. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, that verse is loaded. Waiting can be difficult, but when the Holy Spirit is in your waiting, the story gets better. The work of the Holy Spirit is to empower you and to give you the courage to face the future. Jesus wanted the disciples to acquire the confidence needed to carry out their ministry with boldness. You see, as I was preparing for this sermon, you probably know by now that I'm taking Greek, and I thought, oh, I can be a pastor. I can show some Greek words too. And so I tried to find a Greek for bold, and I mean, I found it, but I'm like, I'm going to stick to English. Forget the Greek, and I will stick to English. So you see, it is difficult for many people to share the faith. And there are so many reasons, but the most prevalent ones that people give excuses not to share their faith boldly is, I have not done it before. This is new to me. Oh, we are Lutherans. We don't go witnessing, you know, but we're not that bold. The disciples had not done it before either. But this was about to change. Life changes for us for the better when we allow the power of God to take control. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, Paul says to young Timothy, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. Jesus said, after you have waited and received the Holy Spirit, and not just received the Holy Spirit, but after you have waited and received the power of the Holy Spirit, he said, I want you to become witnesses for me. He said, I want you to become witnesses in Jerusalem. That's your hometown. This is Spirit of Joy. He said, I want you to become witnesses, not just in Jerusalem, but I want you to be witnesses outside of the walls of Spirit of Joy. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I want you to become witnesses in Jerusalem, Spirit of Joy, outside of Spirit of Joy, in Judea, in other parts of the world, Samaria, and to the end of the world. So we're not just starting here. He said, I want you to be witnesses. You have the power now. I want you to go out there boldly. When you have disciplined yourself to hear from God and receive his authority to be bold in your action, my sisters and brothers, there is no stopping you from being bold witnesses to God's redemptive work in your life. Bold witnesses comes with a commitment. Bold witnesses come with a commitment. Or like we say at Spirit of Joy, bold service comes with a commitment. Kenneth Gabriel tells the story of Emily Gloria Wilson, his family housekeeper. He had a long and weary day and needed a nap. So he asked Emily to hold all his calls. He said, I don't want any calls now. Hold all my calls. And as soon as he went to his room, he went to bed. The phone rang and said, Emily said, hello. And the person on the other line said, hello, this is Lyndon Johnson from the White House. And she said, okay. He said, get Ken on the line. And she said, well, Mr. President, he is sleeping. He said, well, do you know who I am? I need to talk to him. And she said, he is sleeping. Oh, and by the way, I work for him and not for you. She was talking to the president of America. When Gabriel woke up, or Ken woke up, he returned the president's call. And the president laughed and said, can, I want that woman in the White House. I want her to work for it, because she knows what it means to be committed. That even if the president calls, she said, no, it's no. And she didn't try to be like, well, you know, so I don't know if your kids have done that, where you really don't want to talk to and talk to this person. And said, tell the person, you know, when the phone rings, tell them I'm not here. And they go, oh, my mom says she's not here. Have you had that? Anyway, we may not be Emily Wilson, but we know who our master is. We know who our boss is. And like I shared in first service, somebody here does not like to be called boss. And so it's not you. Okay? We know who our boss is. We know who our master is. And our boss is Jesus Christ. Our master is God the Father. Our master is the one we hold on so tightly. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Sometimes, being bold or serving boldly can be a challenge. It gets hard sometimes. I don't know about you, but it gets hard sometimes. Right, Pastor? It gets hard. Does it ever get hard for you to keep serving boldly and be on fire for Jesus at the time? Is it always easy or hard sometimes? That's okay, you can talk to me. It gets hard sometimes. And yes, we have God the Father. Yes, we have Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Yes, we have the Holy Spirit, our Advocate. But Jesus puts us in a community for a reason. Because when it gets hard, we need to provide our support for each other. When it gets tough, we need each other. I want you to turn to the person next to you and say, I need you. I'll say it like you mean it. We need each other when it gets tough. When being bold gets tough, I need you and you need me. I need to know that you're there for me and you need to know that I am there for me, for you. When being bold gets hard, we need to know that we can lean on each other. I need to know that I can count on you and you can count on me, because we're not in this race alone. We are a family. We are a community and we need to provide support. We have God, but God gave us each other. And so, Spirit of Joy, this morning, I just stopped by to remind you. I know you already know most of these things, but just a quick reminder that, yes, we are doing a lot of bold services here at Spirit of Joy. Pastor Eric did a great job naming all of them last week. But is there room for growth? Is there room to do more? I would say yes. What do you think, Pastor? Yeah. There is always room to do more. There's always room to be bolder. Now, we can be bold in different ways. I'm crazy bold. Okay. We have our different ways of being bold. Whether you're Norwegian, German-Norwegian, whether you're from Liberia, or other parts of the world, we have our different ways of being bold. But when we come here as a community, when we come here as a family, we do it together. Sometimes we do it quietly, but my challenge to you today is to do it boldly as we prepare to serve boldly, to give out lots of toilet paper rolls to, what's the name again? Necessities for Neighbors. We have the challenge to raise, to get more than 1,000 toilet paper. So if you're a choir Lutheran or you're a choir Christian, I challenge you to be bold and loud and buy the biggest roll of toilet paper. I challenge you to be bold and loud and buy lots of lesser. Come on, I didn't get a laugh for that one. Okay? But on a serious note, God has called us to be bold. We are doing what God wants us to do as much as as best as possible, but there is always room. But when it gets tough, we can know that we can lean on each other. I know I can call Pastor Eric, like, oh, it's not easy. And he has to stay home. Okay? I can call somebody else, and we can call each other and know that we can lean on each other. Amen? God bless you.